Peter, in this Web Extra, start us off by telling us about how RCTS is designed to conduct a wide range of analyses using randomized controlled trial or quasi-experimental design evaluation data.
Sure. So it covers a full range of designs. For example, it'll estimate impacts for non-cluster designs where individuals are randomized, as well as for cluster designs that are very common in some fields where groups such as schools or hospitals or communities are randomized. It also estimates impacts for block designs, also known as stratified designs, where random assignment is conducted separately across, let's say, different sites or different time periods or other partitions of the sample. And these types of designs really matter because the methods differ depending on whether they're clustered or blocked or not. So RCTS incorporates all those different types of design features that users can input into the software.
And a final question for you. Tell us how the software uses new statistical methods for analyzing those data.
Okay, so traditional methods used in social policy research are typically called model-based, meaning that you specify a model and you estimate it, and that produces great findings, assuming the model assumptions are right. So design-based methods, these new methods that are underlying the software, start from the fundamentals of randomization and build up from there and build a model that's based solely on randomization. So it has some very nice statistical features and some nice advantages, including its simplicity. The results are and the formulas are more transparent and easy to understand. So the gory detail is all in the statistical methods report that's available on the website.